Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Tainus Daf Lamed Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur on Daf Lamed Aleph 13 lines from the top. As you can see, we will be having a rather brief shiur by virtue of the fact that this is the last omud of the Masichta and it ends at the halfway mark of the page. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading, in which we've written, Hash'olas Bigdehen Zois Lezos. We saw in the Mishnah that on Yom Kippur and on the 15th of Av, there was an expression of joy, and the unmarried women, the young women of the Jewish people, would go out into the vineyards and dance, and it was an opportunity for making matches for matrimony, attracting the men, and they would go there seeking out a mate. And in the course of that dance and that festivity, so the Mishnah mentioned that no girl would wear her own clothing, but rather borrowed from her friend. So we continue with that. Tana Rabbanan, Bas Melech, Sheolas Mi Bas Kohen Gadol. The highest, we'll say, highest ranking girl would be the princess, the daughter of the king, but she wouldn't wear her own white clothing. She would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, from the daughter of the high priest. Bas Kohen Gadol, Mi Bas Sgan. The daughter of the Kohen Gadol would borrow from the daughter of the assistant Kohen Gadol. The Sgan is a person who is, in the event that the Kohen Gadol would become unfit for service on Yom Kippur, the Sgan would take his place. Ubas Sgan, Mi Bas Moshuch Milchoma. The daughter of the Sgan Kohen Gadol would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen who is known as the Moshuach Milchama. This is a Kohen Gadol, a type of Kohen that would accompany the Jews into battle, and the Torah elaborates on what his role was, and it's also elaborated upon in Masechah Sota, but for our purposes, he was a high-ranking Kohen official called the Moshuach Milchama. Ubas Moshuach Milchama, Mibas Kohen Hedyot, the daughter of the Moshuach Milchama would borrow her clothing from the daughter of a Kohen, of a common Kohen. V'chol Yisrael Shoyalim Zeh Mizeh, and the rest of the Jewish girls would borrow one from the other. Kedesh Lo Lo Yispayesh Es Mi She'ein Lo, so as not to create embarrassment for a girl who actually did not have white clothing to loan. She didn't have, if you had a woman who had nothing of her own, so she would now see everyone else would not be wearing anything of their own either, so she wouldn't feel embarrassed. No one was wearing their own clothing, but rather someone else's. So she who doesn't have and has to borrow would be no different than everyone else who was also borrowing. Kol HaKelim Teunin Tevila, all the, we'll call the clothing, the dresses, required immersion in a mikveh beforehand. And the immersion in the mikveh was because maybe the owner had been tomei, the real owner had been metame the clothing. Omer Reb Elazar, Afilu Mikupolim Umunochim Bekufsa. Reb Elazar says that this law of all the clothing needing immersion is not only a reference to clothing that they were actually wearing, but even clothing that were folded up and put in boxes, meaning in storage or in drawers. B'nois Yisrael yoytzos v'cholos b'kramim. Tana. The Mishnah said that the Jewish maidens would go and choloses dance in the krumim in the vineyards. Tanya, Tanu, and we're taught in the following source, Mi she'ein lo isha nifne l'sham, someone who did not have a wife would go there. Miyuchos shven hoyu omros bochor v'chulei, and what the different types of girls would announce, would say, is now elaborated on. Tonu Rabbonan, Yefefios shebehen, the attractive, the beautiful girls amongst them, Mahu hoyu omros, what would they say? So they would say, Tnu einechem, Leyofi, look upon beauty. Shein ho'isha eloleyofi. The the main purpose, if you will. That's probably not a good translation, but the main source of satisfaction. However, you want to translate it is this is saying they are saying is eloleyofi is for beauty. So that take us, we will provide you with that sense of appreciation. Miuchasos shebohen mayu omros, the girls whose family lineage was of unquestionable purity, what would they say? They would say, Tnu einechem lemishpocha. You, addressing the young men, should pay attention to family. Lefishein o isha elu lebonim, the mainstay of the woman is for her raising of a family, and to have children that have a pure lineage, pure yichus, where there's no suspicion of those who are unfit to enter the Jewish people, where there's no suspicion of that, so that is of a great value, great advantage. Mechuoros shebohen mayu omros, the homely girls amongst them, what would they say? So they would say, Ku mechem l'shum shemayim, take us for pure purpose, for heavenly purposes. Ubilvad shetatrunu bizuhuvim, provided that after we marry, you'll provide us with proper jewelry. And Rashi, the expression Rashi uses here is umilsav amu d'amri. That's they were saying something without any we'll say deep purpose to it, but just take us with pure motives, in other words, without any other personal gain in mind, and that's the best way, that's the best attitude to have in mind. Oma ula bira'a, Oma Rebbe Lozer, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos mochol l'tzadikim. Since we mentioned this idea of dancing, and a mochol is dancing, but it's dancing in a circular fashion, so in the future, the Almighty will make a dance for the righteous. In other words, the righteous will assemble in a circle. For who Yoshev Beinayim Began Eden, and the divine presence is seated in their midst in paradise. Of course, these are ideas that are very esoteric, and we've said many times in Gemara markings that we're not equipped to go much beyond the textual presentation, but at the same time, we don't want to leave you with the feeling that the understanding ends at such a superficial level, so we mention that one who wants to research it more should do so. So here is another case in point, that this is an esoteric idea, but nevertheless, the Gemara is saying that there will be some type of assembly of the righteous assembled around a concentration of divine presence, and each one will point with his finger. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'omar bayomahu." It will be on that day. It will be said on that day. Hine Elokeinu ze kivinu lo v'yoshenu. This is our God. We have hoped for Him, and He has saved us. Ze Hashem kivinu lo. This is the one that we hoped for. Nogila v'nismachav Yisrael. So let us rejoice in His salvation. Now, it's pointed out that when you see the word ze, and as you can see in this pasuk, ze means something that you point out to, and that's why the Gemara had said that each tzaddik will be mar'e betzvah, will be pointing with his finger. Hence, the emphasis is on the word zeh in this particular pasuk. And of course, the Gemara concludes with this very joyful expression of ecstasy that will be experienced by the righteous in the world to come, when we should all merit such status. So with that, you can see that we conclude the Masichta, and Amir Tzeshem, we hope and pray that we'll all be able to join one another for the next Masichta. In the meantime, if you wish to be in touch with us, especially in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our Shiur for today.